Hello, welcome to Raw Japan episode 219. This is Brandon Chin broadcasting from Itoshima, Fukuoka, and today I want to talk about grandmother status in Japan. So I spoke recently about partnering up with a travel company here in Kyushu to help Westerners and English-speaking people like you come to Japan and actually experience it on your own terms. So you book a tour, but you can, make a custom experience. And this is untouched countryside. You get your typical taste of Japan, temples, shrines, but also the beauty of Kyushu, nature, onsens, great food, and warm people. And we had a meeting today with some of the higher-ups from the company and other people that are looking to collaborate. And one group of people had this older lady, 50, 60, and one of the main people that I'm collaborating with, she is 59. So both of them are, owners of their respective businesses. And it was interesting to be at the table with those two women and then some other young people, 30s and 20s, like me. And they just dominated it. It's like in Japan, I think in most Asian countries, really, actually everywhere, right? Like, but especially in Japan, these older women don't have to really follow the social restrictions upon everybody else. They can say how they feel, how they want, and no one's going to say anything, right? They've lived their lives. They put children through schools and raise them, and they just own their bosses. And it was just so good. It's such a good feeling for me to see like powerful women. I love powerful women. And I think mostly because I have influence from my mother. In Jamaica as well, women are seen as strong, and my mother is also very strong. She says her opinion and doesn't let anybody walk over here. She always says she commands respect, even in her workplace at the hospital. She's a nurse. And I think being raised by her, I've had always had a respect for strong, confident women. And in Japan, usually you don't see that, right? You see the image of Japanese women is quite poor. It's a passive girl that, allows people to boss her around or whatever. But these two women, these two older women, were, first of all, they're entrepreneurs and they're older. And they're also from the countryside. So it's like you can't tell them nothing. And I love that, it reminds me of a lot of the black women I grew up with in the US. My parents have a lot of Jamaican friends, people from the Caribbean, in Florida, and we would go to a lot of the get-togethers and celebrations, and I'd be surrounded by powerful black women. And Caribbean black women are some of the more vocal and confident sisters in amongst black women. So it was quite I had quite an upbringing. It was good. There's just no bullshit. Like, they don't take bullshit. And so seeing that here in Japan, first of all, it's quite it's not the same level, obviously, but it's for Japan, it's nice, and it's I need that. I just can't do it the kind of tiptoeing, stepping on eggshells type of dainty, girlish women. I need more. I just need confident women, and confident women doesn't mean they're masculine, right? You can still be feminine and powerful, and I respect that. So what I wanted to say to you is that once you come to Japan, or if you do or plan on coming to Japan, I recommend that you find a space where you can experience these type of women. Whether you're going to the countryside to enjoy a cup of tea at a local cafe, or go to some mom and pop shop that sells local goods, or even in izakaya, which is like tapas, Spanish, like it's similar. You just have individual dishes, and you have it's slow food, so the food comes out slowly while you drink and talk. And I recommend you go to one of those places because you'll probably find a mama there. They call her mama, where she like basically runs the place. And just talk to them, take in their stories, and they usually have really strong laughs because they've lived life and they don't really have anything holding them back. So I recommend you incorporate that into your Japanese experience. And if you're interested in traveling to Japan, actually, you within the next with this year, 2019, or next year, if you're interested, I can help arrange a tour for you where you can customize the different places you go to and really get an experience you can't get with any other travel company. Usually, they have set tours, and even if you can customize them, they're in the big cities. But we're trying to give you something different because Itoshima really is a place full of creative people. And I saw that today. I was reminded of that today at the meetings we had, and it was good. So if you're interested in learning more about Japanese culture, you can jump on my email newsletter and also get a free book in the process. All you have to do is go to brandonchin.net and type in your email address and get it there. Or you can just share the podcast with somebody that you think needs to find some strong women in their life. I mean, really, women are everything, man. I'm telling you. I think women are stronger than men in both physical and emotional ways. I mean, they have usually stronger pain tolerances, and just emotionally, they're highly connected to their emotions, etc. So I think men have a lot to learn from women. And if you think you know somebody that needs to surround themselves with more strong women, then send this podcast episode to them. And take care of yourself. Get some good sleep. I'm reading a book about sleep right now, actually. It's called Why We Sleep. And it's quite interesting. At how here's one quick tip for you. Don't nap after 3 p.m. That's something I learned because I usually take naps between 2 and 4, but after 3, it starts to affect your night sleep, and that's really good for me. So I'm moving it now between 2 and 3 for like 30 minutes. You don't go more than 45 because then that also affects your night sleep. So that's a little tip for you. And I say that because now it is 10:07 and it is April 22nd. So I'm going to send an email out to my newsletter, and maybe you can get on it right when you hear this to receive that. And then I'm going to sleep. So good night. Take care of yourself, and thanks for listening.